Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Adjacent. You're listening to the Sports Adjacent.
Okay, I like that. I just learned something new today. Adjacent.
With Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey on the House of L Network.
We're doing everything I dreamed of as an adjacent.
Russ, have you looked at the ratings and reviews that we've gotten on this so far on iTunes?
Yeah, we've been doing really well.
We have.
Which is awesome. The last time I checked, we had mid-30s, like, reviews.
35, I checked today, 35. Conan O'Brien has, like, 40,000, so we have a little bit ways to go.
Okay.
But 35 is good. I noticed 34 of those gave us 5 stars, which is great. But one person gave us 1 star. Most of the commenters, by the way, there's Tony. Most of the commenters love Tony most of all, it seems. But who would... I'm kind of mystified by somebody logging on and going to the effort to even give a 1-star rating.
Yeah. So we touched on this a couple pods ago, and it's been around for a while, but thinking
it's still there. It won't go away.
What Bears fan hates you enough to give our podcast a 1-star rating on iTunes?
There could be lots of them. Tony, we haven't even started the show yet.
Too early. Turn that bull off, Tony. It's too early in the pod. Oh my gosh.
This was we hadn't even reset.
Everything's fine.
That's okay. Things are gonna be okay.
Why do they like him so much?
This dude is insane. We might need to fire Tony for like 10 minutes.
Well, yes, only for 10. We can't. Tony, you know not to do this. You know we hadn't done our Tony.
I'm trying to decide if I want to keep this or not.
We gave him license to do this. Welcome to the I don't even know what I should do now. Welcome to Sports Adjacent.
We're gonna roll with it.
The show has started, obviously, because Tony's using our stinger and our imaging before we've even opened the show.
We didn't even get 30 seconds into our podcast, and here comes Tony with the foolishness.
We told him to do these whenever he wants, but I thought it went without saying not to do it during the cold open before the show's really even started.
Hey man, we got to put the child locks on Tony.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We need to do that.
Russ, everything's fine. I don't want to alarm you about the Chicago Bears. Everything's fine. But after last season was supposedly saved by Matt Nagy giving up play calling, he's taking it back in 2021.
Well, that's what we expected. Like, I really don't know.
You sound so sad. You never sound sad, but you sound so sad just now.
Yeah, that's what the beloved make me do. I expect nothing less from your Chicago Bears.
What people need to understand about Russ is that he really, really is a fan of the Bears. He really cares about the Bears, and they just drain him.
Yeah, the rest of Chicago too, not just me. I'm just a microcosm of the fan base, where it's just like, I don't know what they want from us at this point. Like, they continue to sit there and say all the cliche. If I hear Ryan Pace say fired up one more time, I'm gonna throw things.
Too fired up, man.
That's not fair, because the one thing he does have is a great voice and great hair. Welcome to Sports Adjacent. I'm Jason Leisure with Russ Dorsey. Tony Gill is haphazardly producing this show, which is brought
to you by, had a good run going. Like, he had
everything was going great.
We have a month's worth of pods and Tony was killing it. And then episode five, he's just like, nah, screw all
that.
Do you
think he was premeditated, Russ? Do you think he was sitting there like, I got it. Like all day, if you ran into Tony at lunch, he was just kind of like,
no,
people be like, why are you giggling, Tony? What are you even laughing about?
Tony's like, nothing. Mind I can't tell you. I know how Tony's mind works. And if he can cause chaos, he's going to cause chaos. Like, yeah. Best believe.
Well, it's done. He did. Sports Adjacent is brought to you by our friends at Obvious Shirts. Been with us since the beginning.
They have.
They're awesome.
Big week for Obvious Shirts. Jake Arrieta, Cubs veteran right-hander, gave a big shout out to our guy Joe this week. He was wearing a shirt that Joe made for him. Joe calls him the founder because Joe was a big Jake Arrieta fan. And then Joe started Obvious Shirts. And it's a really cool story. And Jake gave a really long, heartfelt answer on why he was wearing the shirt, what that shirt meant to him. So shout out to our guy, Joe. That meant a lot to him. I sent him the video and, you know, people really around the city of Chicago and around the country really love Joe and the company that he's built. And we're honored that he wanted to sponsor this crazy ass thing we call a podcast.
And not only is he sponsoring it, Russ, not only is he making it as Obvious Shirts, making this podcast available to you at no cost whatsoever, but they're also giving you a little bit if you use promo code adjacent10. And I was just looking on there. They have four different shirts for Cubs for opening day, for kind of the beginning of baseball season. Mm-hmm. They've got one that says essentially filling the bleachers, one that says baseball is back, one that says safely at the ballpark right now, and one that says get out, stay safe. And 100% of the proceeds for that, by the way, goes to the Advocate Aurora Health COVID-19 Relief Fund. So a great company. They make good stuff. They do good stuff. We're really proud to be in business with Obvious Shirts.
A little birdie told me that Sports Adjacent will have merch that will soon be available on obviousshirts.com. So stay tuned.
All the shirts just say Russ.
I'd rather them say Russ than Tony after maybe before he screwed up the start of the pod, and maybe they would have allowed that, but now absolutely not.
You guys know where the money's at.
We got some
Tony, you'll have a shirt in there. Don't believe.
We got some other feedback this week, more in the form of a tweet, but we'll get to that in a minute. Russ is itching to talk about that, but I'm going to waste a little more time here first. Russ, do you leave reviews and ratings on anything, on podcasts, Yelp, other Amazon, any of that?
No, you know, back in the day, I'm like, that's dumb. But as I've grown into adulthood, it's like, no, I don't want what happened to me to happen to somebody else if it wasn't good, you know? So I think it's, as a good person, you should leave a review. Hey, this company did this and they didn't treat me with respect. And, if you could avoid this place, I would avoid that place. So yeah, I think that would be the responsible thing to do.
It's helpful. My wife reads the reviews on everything before she buys it. And it's usually pretty informative. One thing, as far as customer service complaints go, I'm always concerned that it's going to cost somebody their job. And I never want that to happen. Even if somebody I'm really mad at, I don't want that to happen to them. So I'm always careful about that.
Tony? They'll find another job, Jason.
Okay. Heartless Tony Gill interrupting.
Here's the thing.
Tony, you're doing great, Tony.
This is the thing about the reviews. If it's an issue where it's just like we can rectify it in person, I won't leave that negative review. If it's something where it's like, no, this is going to continue to happen after I leave, that's when you leave the review. Like, if you feel like other people are going to be affected by this and it's going to continually be an issue for this business, that's when it's important to leave the review. But yeah, for the most part, I can go without leaving a review. I leave nice reviews if I'm like blown away by service.
Yes.
I'm all for that.
I've done that before. I usually people, I would imagine, don't leave reviews or customer service comments or anything unless they're negative. I would imagine that if everything's going well, you don't even really think about anything like that. But I do feel like companies that I do a lot with, like Hilton Hotels, for example, I'm going to stay some years, 100+ nights in your hotels. And so we kind of have a business relationship, and I don't expect it to be perfect every time, but if it's ever really far from perfect, and I stay 100-something nights, you probably should make that right. But I only want to do that if I can do it without having to mention somebody's name or a specific issue that's going to get an individual in trouble.
Absolutely. No, I think that's for what we do. Yeah. If we're going to be at a place where we're going to the business that often, it's important to get things right. But sometimes people who are trying to be quote unquote helpful.
Here we go. Russ, you did a really good job like pretending to go along with that segment until you could get to what you wanted to talk about. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Russ is, I would say, all right, let me take the audience through this with you a little bit. We haven't talked about this at all. So this will be a real conversation. This will be interesting. Russ and I might not totally agree on this, and that could be good. Tony, just stay out of it, would you please? All right. I want to know not just what happened, because not everybody who listens probably is aware of what happened Friday with you on Twitter, but like, tell me what you were enjoying before that happened. Where, set the scene for me. Where were you? What's going on? And then tell me how you came across this constructive criticism that you got.
All right. No, see, here's the thing. It's not like I enjoyed this. Like, I was chilling, Jason. I was informing people about our pods. I was putting out the video clips that we put out to promo the podcast. It's probably the one about Tony being foolish and causing ruckus on the pod. Put it out. I said, hey, the pod has been doing really well. Check out this latest clip, blah, blah, blah. And this guy comes out of nowhere and says, quote, stop saying pod. It's podcast. Abroad is not a broadcast. Do it right or not at all. Dude's name is Marcus Couch.
Okay.
And so I'm at home, I'm chilling, and I'm like, I am battling with like, all right, do I care about what Marcus Couch thinks about what a podcast is called?
And this is the moment where you and I diverge on different paths.
So I click on his Twitter. And he calls himself like a podcasting phenom, audio guru, like all these different things, right? And I'm just like, nah, man, I'm not gonna let this dude talk to us like that. Because then
talk to you like that.
No, but see, no, because I'm not.
You were defending me.
I was defending our podcast. Like, you don't tell your honor, me.
Are you mad that I didn't get in on this too, and back you up?
No.
Okay.
No, it was fine. Like I'm a big boy, Jason. I know,
but we're partners in this, and we're friends beyond that.
No, absolutely. I was more annoyed that a word that's used to describe podcasts all over the world pissed Marcus Couch off so much for me promoting our pod that he decided, screw Russ Dorsey, I'm going to leave this comment under his post. And so after he says that, I say, who the F are you? The podcast police? I gotta sponsor off one episode, another on the way, others making calls. So clearly I know what the hell I'm doing. And if I wanted podcasting advice, I wouldn't be getting it from some random dude on Twitter. And then
you let it go and went about on your way, right, Russ?
I was willing to do that.
Almost.
That was the plan, Jason. Like I wasn't trying to get in no Twitter beef. Like I get in enough of that already. Things that and here's the common denominator of all these little Twitter spats that I run into from time to time.
Yes.
I don't cause them. I'm just living life. Living.
I'm not
my
the fire.
Life.
I'm just the gasoline.
Probably a good way to put it.
He picked the wrong of the two co-hosts to go after about that, I would say.
Because at this point, this is when I text you and Tony and say, yo, podcast police is on our asses. And you said, yeah, I'm not getting involved in this at all.
Did I actually say that? I was thinking it. I don't remember if I said it.
Your response was good luck with that.
I think I know. Remember what I texted. Now I texted have fun because I knew that you would.
Yeah.
And then you did.
Oh, well, see, here's the thing. I was, like you said, I was willing to let it go. I was willing to let it go. And then the dude comes back and starts cursing me out. He starts cursing me out over something so small. And so then I say, after I say who, and I didn't swear either. You know, I kept it PG-13. I said, who TF are you?
Right.
You know, because I know there's kids that follow me and I'm trying to keep it family friendly as much as possible. And so this is what kind of took me to the next level. Like, this is why I had to continue to respond.
This is why this guy has lived rent free in your head for 5 days now.
No, it's just we're talking about it. We haven't talked about it in person since it happened. So Marcus Couch, podcasting pioneer, says, I'm someone who pioneered podcasting since 2004. You want to look like a, cover your ears, kids, a dumb fuck, be my guest. Congrats on your single sponsor. I made millions before you knew what a podcast was.
I never saw that tweet, actually. This is the first time hearing of that one, because I did look at this, but I never saw that. That does cross a line.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this wasn't, I think he was wrong from the beginning, but I wasn't swearing at the guy. I just asked, what are you, the podcast police? And here he comes swearing, talking about he made millions off a podcast before I knew what a podcast was.
Tony, can we get him on? He's going to be so excited to hear that we did a whole segment on him. Can we get Marcus Couch on?
You want to book him as a guest? Should we have him on?
Oh, he clearly wants a platform to talk about it.
Well, I didn't got one. Go ahead. So,
this is the last time we talk about Marcus Couch. Best believe that. So then people are now seeing this and going through his Twitter. And a friend of mine was like, yo, if you ever on Twitter call it a pod, he like, that's his thing. That's his like, his kink is going on and finding people who say pod and giving them these speeches about how it's called a podcast and not a pod. Like, that's his thing. So I didn't care enough to go through his whole Twitter. I'm just going to tell him he's an idiot and go about my business. So after he goes through that whole thing about he made millions on podcasts, I'm laughing while I'm responding. And I say, you've made millions and yet you're on Twitter bitching about the difference between calling it a pod or a podcast. Get a life, dude. And I thought it was done. Because he didn't respond. I think he said, I'll go do that then. But a dude talking about he made millions of dollars will not be.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
And be on Twitter yelling at me about calling something a pod?
What if he did? That's crazy if he did.
You know, he's just crazy. You can stop it. He's crazy. You do that.
Somebody killed him too in the comments.
Yeah, people.
Oh, I imagine a lot of people did. I imagine Russ turned a blowtorch on him here on social media.
They found
the homies came through.
Yeah, they definitely came through.
They came
except for me.
Yeah, except for Grace.
Except for me.
You know what? You know, it's effed up. My partner in Sports Adjacent LLC stayed out. And here come Tony, who's we have on retainer, comes in, is like, yo, it ain't even that serious, fam. No, he said, it ain't even that serious, family, or a fam, or should I say family? And I'm like, good job, Tony, coming to the defense of your
You just said like 30 seconds ago you weren't mad about this, and now you're mad about this.
I'm mad at you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You said you weren't mad at me for staying out of it, and now you are.
I'm doing this for content. But the funniest of all these things, and we're going to let this go soon. After about 20 minutes, and after this dude, Marcus Couch, who I've never met before, curses
me out. Oh, you don't say, Russ, really? You guys don't go to the same church or the same Starbucks? Are you not friends?
Listen,
this was a new friend for you?
No, we are definitely not friends.
Maybe someday you will be, and you guys will have a big laugh over this.
Yuck. Friends with Marcus Couch. And so he says, I apologize to Russ Dorsey 1.
Well, that's nice.
What started out as a fun. That's what he said. That tells you this guy is not a podcasting pioneer. Started out as a fun.
What if he's better at talking than he is at typing?
What started out as a fun was quickly escalated into insult wars. That's not my nature. I am sorry about that. Enjoy your weekend. And I look at that and I just post the Oprah gift from the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle interview where she's just like, you know what? With both their hands up, looking away. Because I'm like, you know, Marcus Couch, go away. And he went away.
All that being said, I think we should send him a t-shirt. Oh, Russ is so mad. Russ, here's what I think about this. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to preface this by saying that not only are we friends, but I have a lot of respect for you.
Here it comes.
That's honestly how I feel. And first and foremost, number one, you are a free American and you should use your Twitter account however you want to say whatever you want. And if you want to do this, go nuts. Seriously, do it. I got no problem with anybody spouting off however they want on Twitter. I would say though, that like, I felt like this is beneath you, and not that Marcus Couch as a person doesn't matter, but he doesn't matter to you. I'm surprised that this bothered you like it did.
We've had this conversation before, and for our listeners, I'm letting you in on a conversation Jason and I have often, because as Jason knows, people kind of come at me at Twitter for random things from time to time, whether it's
let's just say it. We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
When you get blowback on Twitter, mm-hmm. it's a lot different than when I do. I get blowback for people that hate me and hate what I write and whatever, but I never for a second think, and I'm not saying that's what happened in this case necessarily. We don't know. But I don't live with this undercurrent on Twitter of maybe this person is tweeting negativity at me because of the color of my skin. I don't have that. You encounter that. I would imagine it's exhausting.
It is. And it's one of those things that you kind of know going into being in our business. Like, it's going to happen when you're somebody like me that it's my personality. You can't talk to me any type of way, which is one of the reasons me and Marcus Couch got into this Twitter spat, because I was going to let it go after the first thing that I sent him. But you're not going to swear at me after I didn't swear at you. I didn't think it needed to escalate to that level. And as we've talked about before, like, the only reason I usually respond to these things is because you're not going to talk to me any type of way. Like, I just wasn't brought up that way. And so, yeah, it's kind of just the way I am. But I think part of it is you're not going to talk to me that way. I know you're going to feel comfortable to talk to other people like that. And so if it stops with me because I make you look like an idiot on Twitter, and here are 12,000 of my friends who also tell you you're an idiot, I think it's worth it sometimes. Sometimes I got stuff to do, so I can, like, I only respond to maybe 7% of the bull that I get from time to time.
I hear you. Those are valid points. I understand that. I think if he had tweeted that at me, it would be probably 50% chance I wouldn't have even seen it. 40% chance I would have seen it and brushed it off. And maybe like a 10% chance that I would have reacted to it. Only though, if I think I could have made something funny out of it. Like, I texted you. What did I text you about this in the end?
Oh, that, what did you say?
That this pod is going to put my chill through Kyle.
Oh, yeah. They will.
If I would have been quick thinking enough to tweet that would have been kind of funny, maybe.
It was just like, I was just promoing our podcast. Like, I was just
putting. I know, you're just minding your own business, trying to. I get you, man.
Here
I get
comes you. Marcus Couch, the podcast.
It reminded me a tiny bit of the Kevin Durant story from a week ago with Michael Rapaport, where my first thought was, and I know there are other layers to this, but my first thought was, why does Kevin Durant even care what Michael Rapaport says? Why would he even care for a second what that guy says?
Yeah, that's weird, because Mike Rapaport is like a weird basketball fan, and it's weird. But yeah, I'm willing to let this go now. Like, I'm done. Like, I talked about it.
There's nothing left to let go, man. It's like ash. It's just, you scorched him.
No, but I'm just saying, we've never.
His Twitter account is like the end of the Avengers, where they all just like turn to dust.
Yeah, when you start deleting tweets as the spat is going on, you know you lost. So that's what he did. And so this is our first time talking about it as a collective. So now we're good.
I don't have any problem with what you did, even though it's not what I would have done. I don't have any problem with, I'm not sitting here like objecting to what you did. And the point that you made about preventing this from continuing is very valid.
Yo, it's Russ Dorsey. Gentlemen, listen, it's time to take care of yourself. Gone are the days of you smelling like corn chips and feet. Those days are done. That's where my friends over at Manscaped come in. They're going to get you right, and they're going to get you smelling right, too. The Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer is specially designed to help keep you from any unwanted nicks and cuts while you're taking care of business. The best part, you can get 20% off and free shipping over at manscaped.com by using promo code LOHO. That's promo code LOHO. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Russ is not the only one mixing it up on social media lately. Paul Pierce has gotten himself in the news. This is going to be a perfect time for Ask a Young Person again.
Listen, what? I don't want to get fired from my job either. So let's not ask a young person.
this young person.
Tony.
Tony's not scared to get fired. Like
Tony's bulletproof. All right, Tony, tell it. Tony's a basketball reporter. Let's have Tony lay this out for people.
Yeah, Tony, lay it out for the fine folks.
Gather your families around the iPhone or the Bluetooth or whatever you listen to Sports Adjacent on. And we're so glad that you do and that you subscribe and download this every week. Every Thursday morning, you can get Sports Adjacent. Gather your children. It's story time with Uncle Tony.
It's time for your favorite game.
I thought he had made some new imaging or something. Tony, that's not what we're doing right now.
You're not doing Ask a Young Person? I'm a young person, though.
No, he's the young person.
No, so. But we want you to lay out the Paul Pierce story, and you played Ask a Young Person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
That's just anytime. Okay, let me clarify something here, Tony. Yes, you are younger than I am. Correct. But that doesn't mean every single time I ask you a question, it's Ask a Young Person time. Technically, literally, that is asking a young person for me.
Yeah.
But we're not doing that bit. I just want you to lay out the Paul Pierce story. This is
Russ. You got to talk to him.
All right. You know what? At this point, I'm just going to start it because you two can't figure this thing out. So Paul Pierce.
Thank God. No, don't drag me into this.
So Paul Pierce was
two. What do you mean?
They called it Parted Ways from ESPN. He was fired from ESPN after Paul went on his Instagram Live, which for those like Jason probably aren't aware, you can live stream your whereabouts, your activities on your Instagram for all of your followers to see.
Do you do that a lot?
I've never Instagram lived anything.
I have Instagram. Instagram Live is part of Instagram. I can just do that from my Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Go on. Tony, what he's doing right now is what you should have done, by the way.
Like you're asking a young person.
In fairness, you could have just lobbed it to your co-host, but it's all good.
I wanted him to lay it out there for you, and then you could tee off on it.
I get you. So the truth, one of basketball's greatest basketball players ever was on his IG Live with the young strippers throwing that thing in the background. And Paul is on his IG Live going crazy. IG, and all you saw is ass in the background.
Drinking, smoking, strippers. Yeah.
And so he had the nominees over there tossing it, and it was off over for the world to see. I will say, you know, when you've gained the wealth that Paul Pierce has made and you've retired for the NBA, and you're somebody who's borderline Hall of Famer, probably going to get in the Hall of Fame soon. Listen, you're an adult. You're allowed to do what you want with your wealth. However, when you're represented by a company that's owned by Disney,
yeah,
you can't really have a stripper throwing ass in the background. Now, a lot of people would say you should be allowed. That's your right as an adult. And what you do in the privacy of your own home is your business. I would agree with all those things.
That's true.
Except for the fact that it was live streamed on his Instagram Live. Therefore, his bosses saw it. And at that point, his ass was fired by noon the next day.
What you do in the publicity of everyone's home is not necessarily protected. I feel like when I read this story, and I did not see that actual video, I only saw Paul Pierce's reaction video to this. Tony, can you get that ready, please? This is what I expected Paul Pierce was probably doing in his free time. Nothing about this is surprising to me.
What, with strippers throwing ass?
Yeah, I thought he'd be having all kinds of fun like that. The problem is, why does he or anyone else feel the need to live their life out publicly on social media?
That is the era of life that we live in, the social media era, where everybody feels the need to show everybody else what they're doing. There's a deeper thing behind that. That's another pod we can get into at some point. But you know who somebody who was really upset by this? Young Tony Gill. Paul Pierce got fired, Tony was outraged on Twitter by what ESPN did. Tony, tell me what was going through your mind after you saw that the truth had gotten fired.
Well, once I saw that, like, I actually saw the Instagram, I saw the video, and I was like, oh, okay, Paul Pierce living it up, giving us a sneak peek into what NBA players do. I mean, I think the only crime is he peeled back the curtain on what really goes down in, you know, in a professional athlete's, you know, free time. Like, I mean, maybe that's a crime that he showed you too much of the real, but come on now. Like, it was not, everything he was doing was perfectly safe, was perfectly legal. All the consenting adults. He even interviewed one of the young entrepreneurs.
Oh, so you watched this whole thing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Tony. Tony watched this like it was a documentary.
Tony was an edge of 40.
Yeah, they were doing interviews, you know, telling their life stories. It was really great.
He asked her, hey, where are you from? He's like, Istanbul. Ah, Turkey. I mean, I guarantee you, everybody didn't know Istanbul was in Turkey.
Did you?
I did, actually.
Okay, all right.
You know why I expect Tony to take this stance? Because this was the same guy that in the library, what we talked about a couple weeks ago, his favorite sections of the library were where the sports section and the sex section met.
Oh, this is a perfect intersection for him. Yeah,
this is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and strippers making it clap together in one place. So Tony, you know, I think that's why Tony was enjoying
it. Yeah, and I thought for the reason that they laid out was it was immoral.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's the quote that I'm saying, is it was immoral activity. And I was like, that is pretty hypocritical of you, Disney, that you are constantly promoting women empowerment with your Disney princesses and, you know, stuff like that. And you have these wonderful entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Let's keep it a buck. They
did demeaning art form sex work here.
Demeaning sex work. Yes.
Right. They're demeaning their entire craft. Mm-hmm. And that's not women empowerment. You're actually demeaning women empowowerment. You're making a joke out of of women empowerment. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was just crazy that he was fired for this. Maybe a suspension off the jump for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
But come on now. Like, I mean, Greg.
Firing does seem like a lot. Russ, do you want to hear Paul Pierce's reaction to this?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the truth. Let's see what Tony, the truth has to say.
You're going
to
love this. That was it.
That's a great response from Paul Pierce.
I feel like the video he posted that got him in trouble was real. And that one that we just heard was staged.
Definitely.
I feel like he did seven or eight takes of that laugh till he got just the right one to tweet out.
Absolutely. I do want to say, one of the things that this took me to is, you know, how even as a professional athlete, once you have that four-letter brand behind you, your entire behavior has to change on social. Like, think of all the people we know and love that work at ESPN.
Yeah.
Look at their behavior on their socials. It is not who they are in person. You know what I'm saying? So they're held to a super high standard of what they can and can't do, can and can't talk about on their platforms. Think about Woj. Woj got suspended. Woj is the super of super reporters. And Woj got suspended. This is basketball's
for something political, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was telling the guy, I think he's told the dude to shut the fuck up or something during all the stuff leading up to the presidential campaign. But And he got suspended for that. So, you know, ESPN is really tight about how they do things. And if there's something that they have a lot of at ESPN, it's former players to do commentary. And I think this is a situation for Paul Pierce where it's like, Paul Pierce, you're not even that great at this job anyway. And we have somebody who can fill your spot. So, bye.
And that's my thing, Russ, is he was awful at TV.
Yeah.
He was an awful person to go to break down NBA games. He was terrible at his job.
Right.
Do you think it was that? Do you think it was just an easy out?
I think
out?
It was more if he was just terrible at his job.
It was an easy out to get rid of a guy that wasn't really that great on TV.
Right. If you don't want him, just say, hey, we don't think this is working out. And then do that. Don't hide behind this. Like, that's weak.
No, it's super scary.
Exactly. Especially since, like, there's been a – not at this company, per se, at Disney, but there was a precedent set already with Greg Anthony, who got arrested for picking up prostitutes. He still has a job at the same company. And you're going to fire Paul Pierce over this? Like, it's just weird.
It's so easy for them to find another one, though. I mean, Amari Stoudemire retires, Sean Marion retires, LaMarcus Aldridge will be in that seat Mello in a year
retires
or two.
In a couple of years.
It's not hard to find a replacement for them.
They all smoke weed and they all hit up strippers. All right, then they shouldn't report when James Harden goes visit the strip
club. Or Lemon Pepper Wings. Never talk about Lou Williams and Lemon Pepper Wings again.
Don't.
I agree.
Fair. If you're a child friendly place and not a journalistic place and not, you know, a credit, if you just want to do the fun, then stick to that then. Stick to sports.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How about that?
Listen, there's a reason some of their finest folk aren't over there no more. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Russ, I want to get into something, but can you hear how bad my voice is?
No.
Okay.
I think you're okay.
Because I know it's bad. I had such a bad weekend. I had probably the best way to describe it is hazardous weekend. Actually, some of it was fun, but I am still reeling from it several days later from being sick on Saturday. That's what this is that I got violently ill for like an hour.
Jeez.
And then I was good after that. And I've never had this happen before. My voice is still not totally come back from it.
That's so first, because I know people are probably concerned, not COVID.
Nothing like that. No. I mean, I haven't gotten actually sick in a year. Yeah. I haven't gotten in so much as a cold. It's actually kind of nice. I don't mind that because of all the precautions that everybody's taking. But it was something I ate, man. I have eaten the same thing for lunch for like 10 years. I eat a kale and grilled chicken salad almost every single day for lunch. And every now and then, I will throw in another meat if we have another meat around the house, like just to, you know, for variety's sake with the chicken. And there was some pork pot roast left in the fridge. And you might be thinking pork doesn't belong on a salad. And you would be correct. It has no place on a salad. Those things are basically antonyms, pork and salad. But sometimes I go to Chipotle, for example, I get the salad and I get half chicken, half pork because the pork tastes so good. I know it's ridiculous to put pork on a salad.
Carnitas.
What was that?
Carnitas.
Yes. Well, is that the pork?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Russ is a Spanish speaker and I appreciate that.
Actually, everybody in Jason's family is a Spanish speaker.
Exactly. I can get by a little bit. You're right. Everyone else in my house.
All the lovely women in your household speak Spanish. You need to step your game up, sir. But that's besides the point.
Nothing smelled bad, but I've come to find out later that pot roast, that pork had been in there for multiple weeks, plural.
Dude.
And that might have been what did it. And I'm telling you, I don't want to get into the details. I don't want to get too graphic for people. I wouldn't mind, but I think you probably wouldn't want to listen to it. But this is what I sound like after 2 days. I've spent 2 days doing everything I can to try to get my voice ready for this. I stole the humidifier out of my kid's room and put it on the nightstand next to my bed the last two nights to try to help with that. I've been drinking green tea like crazy. I'm still like sore from it in my chest. It was brutal, man.
Dude, I've never heard of food poisoning taking somebody's voice away.
When it was happening, let's just call it happening. My kids were in the basement and they thought I was yelling at about something. And I actually like, I don't know if you can see this on our Zoom call. I actually like burst a blood vessel in my eye over this. Jeez. It was so physically violent going through this.
That's pretty insane. But you did, when we were talking earlier before the pod, you did sound kind of under the weather. I'm like, dang, my guy's sick.
But yeah.
Then I talked to you like an hour later and you were fine. So
it's I know weird. It's the weirdest thing. I can't figure it out. I need to ask somebody, like, what do you got to do? What does Beyonce do when she has a sore throat, but she's got to sing that night, you know, because that's the level of importance I view our podcast for one, but for two, I have no idea like when it comes and goes. For the last 3 days, there'll be part of the day where my voice is good and part of it where you could barely even make it out, where I sound like a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, tea, you're doing tea, hot tea, lemon and honey. Also gargling with warm salt water. Are you doing
that? Yes. I saw all this on the Mayo Clinic website. Yep. I did.
Cough drops.
Might help. Yeah. I thought you might hear that I might be like, you know, you'd hear that too much on the podcast, you know?
No, I don't want that.
Yeah. Right.
Is there a worse time to get sick than now?
Yeah. Everybody thinks you're a leper at this point.
Yeah. I sneeze a lot for some reason. And that makes me very unpopular in public settings over the past year.
And it's not even like a symptom of corona.
No, it's like an allergy. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's not even on the list for it's one. Just, but for two, it's probably just allergies or something. Did you know, Russ, that you can be, I don't know if allergic's the right word, but you can sneeze as a reaction to sunlight.
That's odd.
It affects like maybe 10% or less of the population. It's something genetic. You can look this up online. It has a funny acronym too. I wish I could remember it. Tony, see if you can look this up. It's called like sneeze or achu or something like that. They have an acronym for it, but I have that. So like, and it's not like this, you know, big problem in my life. It's just kind of a weird quirk that like, if I park my car and then get out of the car in the sunlight, I'll sneeze. But that, man, people will give you some looks now. They do not like when you're sneezing at the grocery store or in the parking lot or anywhere.
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of wild.
It's not really, but
no,
you find it, Tony?
It's strange.
In the medical world, ACHU is an acronym.
Yes, that was it.
Sternuration disorder called autosomal dominant compelling. Oh boy.
How do we ask that from libraries to read something on an audio platform?
For helioflammatic.
Just stop. Outburst. Just stop. Just stop. End of segment. We're good.
This is your fault. This is your fault.
Drove that into a ditch. Hey, this is Jason Leisure. No matter which Chicago team you love most, Obvious Shirts has smart, funny, high quality shirts that look great. Spring is the perfect time to pick one out. Baseball season is underway. You've got Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up. And regardless of all that, it's finally t-shirt season after all these months of being inside, wearing hoodies and sweaters. That's why you need to hit up Obvious Shirts. It's Chicago owned and operated since 2015. Obvious Shirts is for fans by fans. Like I said, they have something for every team in town. My favorite one is the Baseball Needs More Tim Anderson's White Sox shirt. That one's cool. But you can pick out plenty of other ones, Bulls, Cubs, Illinois. They have tons of different options on there. Their unique and creative designs are going to make you stand out. Go to obviousshirts.com and use promo code ADJACENT10. If you don't know how to spell adjacent, this is a really good time for you to learn. I'll spell it for you right now. ADJACENT. And then add the number 10 at the end of that. It's all one word, adjacent 10. to receive 10% off next time you order at obviousshirts.com. You should go get one right now. Obvious Shirts, words on shirts. Paul Pierce is not the only basketball analyst I'm tired of hearing from after the last few weeks, man, with the NCAA tournament, which for one, I'm glad it's over because I definitely had my fill of that. There was one good game the entire time, and it was Gonzaga and UCLA the other night, mm-hmm. which, by the way, Russ, while I was washing dishes while I was doing that, and you're single, so you don't have this, but washing dishes when you live in a house with four other people is a project. And not usually one of my chores, but I was doing it that night. And then the hose for the sprayer in my sink broke. Yeah. It ruptured because it had been scraped against something. And so there's water leaking under my sink while this is going on. I did manage to see the end of the game, though, and that was fun. But Charles Barkley, as much as I like him on the NBA show, they've got to get him off the NCAA tournament.
He rates.
But he's terrible.
But he rates.
He never knows what he's talking about. I think that they put him on this about 10 years ago, and I don't blame him for doing it and taking the money. I would too. But from the first time they put him on this, I noticed he never knows what he's talking about. He's great on the NBA show on TNT. But when he's talking about college basketball, did you hear what he said the other day?
I didn't.
He was trying to break down, I think, Baylor and Gonzaga on Saturday night. Tony, do you have the clip for this? Can you play this for us?
I do.
Do we have clearance for that or no?
We will see.
We don't.
Nah, we're not gonna see. No, don't know.
Okay,
we
let's not
have
get
enough
sued.
Money as can it you, is. You can get us.
Here sued. We go. I got a workaround for this since we enjoyed hearing Tony read medical documents, and since Tony enjoys reading so much, Tony, why don't you read us the transcript of what Charles Barkley said?
Yes, Tony Gill does more reading. I said one thing coming into this tournament: the difference between Baylor and Gonzaga and these other teams. Houston got some Joes. All their team got is some Joes. These are the only two guys that got gems and Joes. And that's what win games. A lot of teams got gems. A lot of teams got Joes. Baylor and Gonzaga are the only two teams that got gems and Joes. I my brain broke down reading that.
Oh, I liked that better than the actual clip. Russ, are you okay?
The one of the
did
segments
you follow that we're gonna any have to, of that?
Well, that was terrible. But one of the things we need to add for next week is Tony reading things. We're gonna do that.
We can do
this.
More
is how it. He talks. I read it exactly.
That was a great job.
That
Tony.
Was a transcript. I enjoyed Tony reading that more than if he had played the actual clip. That was wonderful and nonsensical.
Here's the thing, Charles Barry. Really watches in basketball. So the idea that he's going to watch college basketball is kind of ridiculous.
Of course it is.
I really just, the guy rates if there's somebody who's, he might be the most popular analyst across any sport, you know, on TV right now. So listen, if I'm CBS, it's like, I don't care if he knows anything. We have three dudes that do, and we have Charles, like, and Charles rates. So But here's the thing. I understand that you're tired of Charles. I'm also tired of one shining moment. I think it is the worst part of the NCAA tournament.
I didn't even stick around to watch the end of it, to watch that part of it last night, because I just wasn't interested.
And so on Twitter last night, somebody was talking about how One Shining Moment wasn't a great song.
You can tell him. You can say his name. It's fine.
I'm not going to. All right. So a friend
is it someone we know?
Yeah. Shane Reardon. Shout
from
out
the score.
Yeah, from the score. The score was saying that One Shining Moment is a bad song. Under it, I replied and said, I'm glad that somebody said it. To which young Tony Gill chimes in. Tony, what did you tell the fine folks on, in the Twitterverse?
Well, I saw the disrespect, all right, from one Shane, right? I'm like, all right, I'll give him a pass. He may not know the greatness of Luther Vandross. So, but when I see young Mr. Russ Dorsey here validate that thought, I said, whoa, 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 what's going on here? Why am I seeing disrespect of the great Luther Vandross, RIP, rest his soul?
He can be great without it being a great song. Tony, when do you ever listen to that song other than at the end of the national championship game. You're out for a run, Tony, listening to One Shining Moment?
I think of it.
No, shut up.
I think when somebody wins something, I think this is ridiculous. This is their shining moment.
This is just you being a contrarian.
As a black person, but as somebody who loves music as much as I do, especially R&B, I have a place in my heart for the late great Luther Vandross. All right. Knocks me off my feet. How's about a love won't let me wait? Come on now. I love Luther. But One Shining Moment is not Luther's finest work. And I'm okay with saying that.
And never we're all tired of hearing it. Yes.
Never too much. No, come on. And not only do I hate it, I hate when other people... I don't like it when Luther sings it. I hate it when other people sing it. Because other people ain't Luther. So that's all I had to say, Tony. Like, it's not Luther hate. It's just, it's not the song I run to hear Luther.
Came off at amen. Luther Vandross will not be disrespected.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to me because I was so excited for the NCAA tournament, like I am pretty much every year. And then I was just worn out on it by the end. There was so much bad basketball. Charles Barkley didn't even really bother me. That's more amusing. I got my fill of Jim Nance like forever. I've gotten enough Jim Nance. It's Jim Nance during the game. It's Jim Nance during the commercials. It's corny. It's not funny. I'm good on that.
I didn't know there was a group of people that actually like don't like gymnasts like that. Like, is there? Found out it's a.
Now, Tony's raising his hand. That's helpful to raise your hand on an audio
platform. Tony.
Yeah, right.
Yo, Tony is bodying the pod today. Like,
this is my best work. That's all I'm saying. This is my best work. I think I've
there's done. Some crazy stuff about Jim Nance, and when I say crazy, I mean literally crazy. Russ, did you know that until recently he had this tradition of giving his tie to a senior on one of the two national championship teams after the game, or on the winning team, I think he would give them his tie as though that was something they want.
Interesting.
He stopped doing it because people like me started making fun of it. He also, this is a fact about Jim Nance. You can look this up. He carries a picture of burnt toast in his wallet so that he can show it to his server and tell them that's what the toast needs to look like, or he sends it back.
Yeah. Something I learned early on getting into sports media business, a lot of these people in this business are weird as hell. So I would add that into the weird as hell column.
Yeah. A lot of them are. Not us, though.
Jason, I have something for you. And it's really only because I want to hear Tony's intro for one of our favorite new segments, Ask an Old Person.
And now it's time for Ask an Old Person.
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
I love the young people.
My question for you, Jason Leisure,
yes,
in Ask an Old Person,
right,
do you understand the concept of ghosting?
Okay, this is not what this segment was supposed to be. This segment was supposed to be me like teaching you how to fix a sink or something, or how to use the lawnmower, and that you're like quizzing me.
I'm asking you.
Turned into a quiz.
Ask an old person.
Right, because I'm 37.
Know
right.
What ghosting is?
Is it like is ghosting like racing or something? Are we gonna have to redo this now?
Well, here's my thing. It's like,
is it like you and me pull up to a stoplight and then we rev our engines and I like, you know, blow you away. I've ghosted you.
No, that's nowhere close.
All right,
to what
but it is. It was a reasonable guess. All right, teach me.
So ghosting is a phrase that has been commonly used in the last couple of years in the dating scene.
Yeah.
When two people are getting to know each other and then one person just says, I'm good. And never lets the other
person know. Well, they don't say that, it sounds like.
And never lets the other person know that they're out.
So they say I'm good to themselves, not to the other person.
Yes. They're this.
They say nothing to the other person.
I'm good and say nothing to the other person.
Okay. All right. And is this accepted? Is this okay to do?
I think it's a pretty messed up thing to do for the pure fact that two adults who should know how to communicate should just say, hey, this is not working out for me. Let's just not do this anymore. I think that's a better way of going about it than I'm good and I'm never going to tell this person. I think it's bad for a lot of different reasons.
Okay. And so this is This has happened to you or no?
It's happened to me one time in my entire life.
Recently or a long time ago?
Yeah, actually, it has happened.
Okay.
To me, which is strange. And I'm surprised that I'm saying this on my platform, but I am, because, you know, if we're nothing, if not authentic on this.
Yeah. Platform. What are we going to do on here?
So somebody that I had been getting to know for a little while, we were having a great time together. Cool. We had shared a lot about each other. Like having a great time. Like, this is not like, oh, it went bad and never heard from the person again.
It's you, like, thought you were having a great time, it sounds like.
But see, here's the thing. It's not like that. Like, both of us, like, I'm not going to go into in depth. Me and this person were having a great time. So
it sounds like you were having a great time.
No, it's not that. I know you're being funny because you're funny man, Jason Leisure, but no, like the two of us, I can show you the text messages.
How much do you regret bringing this up, Russ?
I don't, like, I'm being honest.
All right.
Talking to my guys.
All right. So
for other thousands of people to listen to.
So this woman ghosted you.
Yeah, and so we're
having, you thought everything's going great.
Yeah, we were having a great time, and all of a sudden I didn't hear from her anymore after the great time. And yeah, it's like, oh, that's doesn't feel great.
Right.
And then you think, I think the reason that I think it's, I thought it's bad in general, but the reason I don't think it's great in this situation, because it was just like, well, dang, did I do something? Did I say something? But it's, you think about, like, I know how I treat women, and I don't do or say anything that would lead to that. So it's kind of just like, I don't. And then, so now you're in this constant battle of what happened, what happened, what happened. And I think for me, I'm very, if we have an issue, let's talk about it. Like, let's figure out something. But I guess she was done with whatever we had going on. But let the boy know, you know what I'm saying? But
she was having such a great time that she left without telling you.
Once again,
I'm sorry. You want me to be sensitive?
Feel worse, this,
don't you? All right, okay.
But like, I mean, he's trying to be funny. He didn't even understand the concept, but he hasn't figured out. No, Jason, it's not. It wasn't just about. It's not like, oh, she having such a terrible. We were like having this, I don't even know what to call it, but like, fling sounds like a terrible word to use, but like, we were knowing each other for like a month and a half, 2 months. It wasn't like this was a short amount of time. So that's you have to be a different breed to say, I'm going to get to know this person in depth for 2 months. Now I'm out. Like, that's what that concept of ghosting is. And so now you know about it.
I don't think there's a situation in my life where that applies. Is there? Is there a way?
Well,
can you imagine a scenario where I would use that term or use that option? I guess. Do you use that in friendships?
Around. Well, I think. See, ghosting a friend is that's pretty messed up. But I mean, no, because you're married, but you're friends with two young dudes to date. So I'm just wondering, okay, if you know. I know you say all the time, you're not that much older than us, but if you don't know what these common phrases are.
Ghosting, by the way, is only about the 14th thing you've said in this podcast that I wasn't sure what it meant.
Exactly. And that's why we have Ask an Old Person.
Russ, do you want to hear the things that we didn't get to today because we were having so much fun?
Yeah, let's talk about what missed the cut.
Aaron Gordon, who we made fun of last week. Aaron Gordon, who we made fun of last week, has been absolutely killing it for the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, good for Aaron Gordon.
He's gotten his revenge on us. He's our longtime rival, even though we're the only ones that know that.
Mr. 50.
Loyola replaced Porter Moser with Drew Valentine as their new coach. He is the brother of Denzel Valentine from the Bulls.
Interesting.
The Red Sox are debuting yellow jerseys. Did you see this on Twitter? Do you like these?
I did. I'm with it because I think sometimes people overreact to change, and it's not going to be the jersey that they wear all the time. Just relax, folks.
I like when Nike messes with the basketball jerseys, so I'm going to like when they do it with the baseball jerseys. I like it even when it's ugly. At least they're taking a swing. There's 82 games in basketball. There's 162 games in baseball. You can mix up the jerseys a little bit, take a chance. What I hate is when they do, when Nike does the alternate jerseys or city pride jerseys or whatever they are, and they'll do it for the Celtics, for example, and it looks barely different than their normal jersey. That's a total waste of time. At least do something interesting like they did with the Red Sox.
Right. I'm with that.
Major League Baseball moves the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. And I think this is another good time to do Tony reading. Tony, why don't you read what Donald Trump had to say about this?
Donald Trump on baseball. I'm just not very interested in baseball. For the last number of years, you know, you look, it's, you want to find a game, it's on. It's on every channel. And yet, you can't find anything. It's the weirdest thing. Used to be a nice, easy thing to follow. And you know what I mean by that? It was on one network, and it was nice and good and beautiful. Today, you don't even know what the hell you're watching. So I would say boycott baseball. Why not?
What a finish. Way to stick the landing. Good reading, Tony. I like Tony reading these things rather than us getting the audio of them.
He got a lot better as the show went on. I will say that. Like, as the reading improved, the editing and the production skills went in the tank. So
yeah, I think you nailed that. And I think the reason why is because Tony is enjoying Tony being more a part of the show.
Yeah, because in the beginning, for everybody out there, Tony was like, I don't want to be involved. It's y'all show and you guys.
And so he said, don't throw to me, he said.
He got the big head after he saw everybody telling him he does such a great job on the pod. And now it's like, you know what? I might have to open the mic up a little bit more.
I think because of our, I was going to say shoestring budget, but I would say maybe financial savvy and prudence, Russ. I think instead of paying to get some of these audio clips, we should just continue to have Tony read the transcripts of them.
I'm down for that.
I kind of liked it. And lastly, Russ, a story we didn't get to. A zoo in China was caught trying to pass off a golden retriever as a lion. A lot of good stuff we didn't get in there.
Yeah, all those things. I'm glad they just missed the cut.
A lot of good stuff did make the cut, though, despite whatever Tony wants to call what he did today.
Greatness.
Tony, that's one word for it. In all honesty, what would you rank of the five podcasts we've done? Where was your performance today? We're going to rank where today was.
Will people be excited about this episode and have laughed and enjoyed themselves? Yes.
I think they will, but not because
of you. That was a great way to not answer my question, Tony.
I think every week he walks away from this like, I killed it.
Well, yeah, but because of course, apparently, according to him, everybody loves the Tony.
Person says that.
A person that had the performance that Tony, like Tony, you know that the meme of that former Bull Tony Snell that goes around where it's like 26 minutes played, 0.0 rebounds, 0 assists. That was you today. So I'm expecting greatness from you next week, sir.
Hey man,
Tony, please, we have to salvage this at the end, man. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. Okay.
I'm joking about you, Tony, because I care about you, and I know that you put 110% effort into this podcast, even on days where it looks like you put 0% effort into this podcast.
Today felt like about 65%, but thank you for listening. We're glad that people love the Tony. We're glad that people love the show. It's been really cool to see the reaction, to see great numbers for us. Like we'd love that you guys listen and enjoy this and tell your friends about it. Subscribe, give us a rating. Preferably 5 stars. That's the one we like, right, Russ?
Unless you're Marcus Couch, and we know what rating he's gonna give us.
Maybe he'll like it. He'll probably like this episode. And don't forget about our friends over at Obvious Shirts. You can use promo code adjacent10 to get 10% off. They've got a lot of stuff on there, but it's definitely baseball season, t-shirt season. I imagine they're selling a ton of baseball shirts right now. Go for that. Anything else, Russ?
No, that's it. Support Joe. Good people over there, Obvious Shirts. He supports this podcast. Be good to others. I'm Russ Dorsey. That's Jason Leisure. Tony Gill, who's going to come back better and better next week.
Unless we ghost him.
That could be a thing, too.
Thanks for listening to Sports Adjacent with Jason Leisure and Russell Dorsey. Be sure to download, subscribe, and give the podcast 5 stars. You can check out the latest episode of Sports Adjacent on all digital streaming platforms.
I'm very much adjacent. For a couple hours, I thought I was hood. But then all that happened, I was like, you know what, James? You adjacent to the mother.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.